Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, as South Africa grapples with the economic shock of looming U.S. tariffs, another crisis is quietly constraining our growth. There's a deepening skills gap in procurement and supply chain management. Now, add to that a troubling lack of board-level procurement influence, gender disparity, and even uneven salary realities. And it's clear the system needs a serious overhaul. I'm in conversation now with Ben Farrell, who's the Global Chief Executive of the Chartered Institute for Procurement and Supply. He's in South Africa for its conference, and let's give you a global perspective and maybe a local wake-up call. So, Ben, welcome, and maybe let's start with a big one, a 35% drop in exports due to U.S. tariffs. How damaging would it be for South Africa, our economy, and its global standing, in your opinion?
Thanks very much. Great to join you. I have had the opportunity to travel quite extensively around the globe this year and consider the impacts of tariffs across various different nations, different continents. Actually, you know, historically, SIPS was formed in 1932 on the back of the introduction of the steel tariffs into the US then. So almost 100 years later, you know, serendipitously, we find ourselves in a very, very similar position. But what I can say, if we take any lessons from history, is the impact of that was not one that was intended. And you can arguably say that was one of the key contributory factors to causing the Great Depression in the USA. So I think, you know, there's no ducking away from the fact that historically these things have been damaging. I have no doubt that it will have an impact on the South African economy, certainly in the short term. And I think it's worth bearing in mind, and you all know so much better than me, I was doing some research on the US automotive industry, the most popular car there, the Ford F-150. 45% of its component parts are manufactured outside the United States. So I wouldn't mind betting some of them are manufactured here as well. I know that, you know, I think it's the Ford Raptor manufactured here. So all of those things have both an impact here and in the US. So this is probably not the end of the story.
Now, let me try and find a thread between tariffs and also procurement, because there is a symbiotic and a very important relationship. You warn of a procurement skills crisis, not only in this country, but possibly in other markets as well. Maybe practically, Ben, what does that look like on the ground, and how does it generally hold business back?
I think, you know, I talked earlier about the similarity of 1932 and the tariffs and anti-protectionism and the like. But what is fundamentally different today is the interconnected nature of global trade. And to operate that effectively and to navigate that through the twists and turns and to get best value in supply and procurement with all the resilience and the supplier relationship management, you need a new set of skills. If you look at some of the biggest businesses in the world, let's just take Apple or General Motors, Alibaba, and also Renault this week, their chief executives' background are in procurement and supply. So what we're saying is this is an era where these skills, because of the nature of trade, are increasingly required. And the evidence is both historic in the sense of the last few years, 5 years, where we've had to navigate the pandemic and then all the twists and turns of global trade. And if you look to the future, those trends which make those skills relevant are not going to change. When you look at, you know, I've done quite a bit of work on, you know, the world in 2050, the nature of a growing and aging population, the demands on energy, fuel, food, all those sorts of things are going to demand effective supply and procurement of goods and services at a much more competent level than is required today. So this is a moment in time when I keep saying the stars have aligned for the relevance of these skills to enable us to have a successful future.
The stars need to align, but maybe, Ben, not quick enough. Often procurement is still seen as a back office function, when, as you've just said to me, supply chain resilience is clearly strategic. How do you right-size that, do you think?
I think increasingly, as I've traveled around the world, that is much less of a perspective. And I think there's growing recognition, there genuinely is so much recognition of the importance of procurement to the outcome of businesses. I see it more and more, particularly in the advent of AI, when a lot of the processing, the prospect of removing the processing and just looking at value, I've seen amazing examples. I can think of three or four right off the top of my head where the procurement function, by embracing what AI can do, is changing the nature of a business and adding value. So all these things are, I fundamentally can see and believe that the profession of procurement is increasingly relevant, and it is evident whether showing up in the boardroom, much less considered the back office activity, particularly in developing nations where, you know, you can see the necessity to progress those nations at a pace that perhaps developed nations aren't embracing. So there's, in developed nations, there's a bit of a different view, a slower pace of development. But I can tell you in Saudi Arabia, for example, there's no sense that it's a back office function. It's actually leading the development of that nation.
I'm glad you mentioned artificial intelligence. So let's talk digital, or let's continue talking about it for a little while longer. Obviously, it would improve procurement, but there's also a sense that maybe the hype that we have in the early stages outpaces the infrastructure.
You can see it's in a different stage at different places around the world, and the pace with which it's moving is extraordinary. So when I started this job last October, people typically used to say to me, what is AI doing for procurement supply around the world? And there were stories about some sort of entry-level ideas and what have you. And then 9 months later, I've seen firsthand where it's changing the face of the operation of, let's just say, the Port of Singapore, or a massive retailer in Australia, where they've got their supply base under another level of risk management and also value creation. So you can really see where it is. There are, you know, concerns around hallucinations in AI and the like, but you can see actually where people are getting beyond that and using it effectively. So I think it's one of those things where there'll be a sort of curve of euphoria and then suspicion and then practical implementation. It seems to me, in particular in supply and procurement, is beginning to emerge as something to accelerate businesses.
So just a final one, an artificial intelligence aside, and again from a global vantage point, the one that you have, any thoughts on what South Africa might need to do urgently to build a stronger, future-ready procurement workforce?
We keep talking about the development of capacity and capability, and I really think this is, you know, recognizing where global trade is, the challenges, you know, with the tariffs, but the opportunity that presents to be really thoughtful on developing the competencies that will be, you know, allow a robust economy in the future and prosperity, and that's going to come through developing these skills. My advice, and you can see where it's happening most, is these are the skills needed for the future, and to invest in the younger generations. We're particularly keen to help, you know, those at schools understand what procurement is. There are many different things I've learned going around the world, but one of the things that really, really stands out to me is how many people say they love the profession and they've had such satisfying careers doing it. And so that's such a strong thing that we want to increasingly open up and make it more accessible to more people, because typically people say, I sort of fell into procurement later in my profession, but my point of view is it's a fabulous career. People, you know, really genuinely constantly say to me how much they love it, and we need to get more and more young people to access that. So in South Africa, we're concentrating on, you know, raising awareness of the profession and the career opportunities, and then building and professionalizing that through the, you know, steps of Chartered Institute Procurement Supply. We have an office here and a great team who are busy helping organizations and individuals build their own capacity and capability.
Ben Farrell, thank you very much indeed. The Global Chief Executive Officer of the Chartered Institute for Procurement and Supply.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.